Game number 73 for the Celtics in Phoenix against the Suns. This is the Boston Celtics pregame show on CLNS Radio. Thanks for tuning into CLNS Radio here on the 26th of March, 2016. I am Larry H. Russell, to be later joined by Suns radio play-by-play voice Al McCoy to preview today's game where the 42-30 Boston Celtics visit the Talking Stick Resort Arena to battle it out with the 20-52 Phoenix Suns. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and tonight's telecast will air locally on Comcast Sportsnet New England, 98.5 FM, the Sports Hub, here on the local radio airwaves. Celtics enter the game as 8-point favorites, over-under of 216. Tonight's officials are Bill Spooner, Tony Brown, and Ben Taylor. Injuries for the Celtics: Jay Crowder obviously still out. Avery Bradley is under the weather, and he is questionable for tonight. For Phoenix, Eric Bledsoe and T.J. Warren out for the year. And some late additions to their injury report: center Tyson Chandler and Brandon Knight are both listed as questionable for tonight's contest. Celts have now made it three straight since ending their season-long four-game losing streak. Boston won their last game with a 91-79 victory at home over the Kyle Lowry-less Toronto Raptors. Suns are Boston's first game on a five-game West Coast trip. Phoenix is 3-5 since the return of Brandon Knight and were losers last night in Sacramento. Phoenix is coached by interim head coach Earl Watson, who took over for Jeff Hornacek midseason. Eric Bledsoe leads the Suns in points, efficiency, and assists, but he has been lost for the season, as stated. Brandon Knight, who recently returned from an injury, leads the team in scoring and assists now, and Tyson Chandler is the team's leading rebounder. Suns come into the game ranked 29th in offensive efficiency while ranking 27th in league defensive rating, giving up 109.5 points per 100 possessions. For a more in-depth look at the Suns, let's go to the wall and speak to those Butterside Downers. Legendary radio play-by-play voice for the Phoenix Suns, Al McCoy, joins the pregame show. Our segment with Al is brought to you by SeatGeek. Have you ever been frustrated trying to buy tickets online? Most sites make it complicated, and they all try to sneak in huge fees at checkout. That is why you need to try SeatGeek. They've made it easier than ever to buy and sell sports and concert tickets. Listeners of this show get a $20 rebate on their first SeatGeek purchase. How do you do it? Download the free SeatGeek app. Go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, and enter promo code CelticsBeat. That is CelticsBeat, all one word, CelticsBeat. No space. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. What a deal. Download the free SeatGeek app to claim your $20 rebate today. Al, first off, it is an honor and a pleasure to welcome you back to CLNS Radio. So happy this game tonight gave us this opportunity. Suns have been crushed with injuries this year, but recently they just got Brandon Knight back a little, and they've played much better. What have you seen from the Suns as a collective since his return?
Well, he really is able to keep the tempo of the game up. He can move the ball, and of course he is a point guard, but he's more of a shooting point guard because he has the ability to score, and with his ability to put points up on the scoreboard, he has made the team, I think, a little more effective, certainly offensively, no question about that.
The Suns team has suffered a lot of injuries throughout the year. They did just get Brandon Knight back. That really hurt them in the middle point of the season. Where do you think this Suns team would have been had they had better health for this 2016 season?
Well, when the season started and they got off to a good start, won back-to-back games over Portland, and the intention was that this was a playoff team. But then when they lost both starting guards, Eric Bledsoe out for the year, and then Brandon Knight missing those games, the injuries just continued to mount. Then their leading scorer off the bench was T.J. Warren. He was lost for the year with a broken foot. And the injuries just seem to mount. And then when you go through coaching changes and all that business, things just start to go downhill in a hurry. Now with a little more of a healthy ball club, they are starting to play some better basketball, no question about it.
Any real positive turn of events that have come out of this as well? For example, when they did lose Eric Bledsoe, that opened up a slot for Devin Booker to get a lot more minutes. Has there any been some, not, I wouldn't call it a blessing in disguise, but there has been any good ways to look at it, especially with Booker's emergence here in the second half of the year?
Well, I think several things have happened, and I think probably if there's a plus, it would be that the Suns now look at a deeper bench. Of course, Devin Booker has been well beyond expectations. If he would have had the playing time from the beginning of the season, I think he would be definitely in running for the Rookie of the Year award. But he really didn't start getting the full-time playing time until after the All-Star break. But he certainly has responded. And then the bench play of Mirza Teletovic and John Luehr has certainly been effective for the ball club. And then the majority of the starting has had 2 7-footers in the starting lineup, Tyson Chandler and Alex Len. And that has created problems for the opposition. So getting players back, then giving bench players an opportunity to show what they can contribute has certainly made the team more effective over the last month.
I want to get into how that translates into tonight's game, but I just want to ask one more question in regards to the general really well-being of the Suns. How much of a premium do you think they are putting on finishing the season strong here? I know a lot of times when a season is lost, they start playing young guys, and they say, oh, well, if the losses pile up, there's no issue. But how much of a premium do you think the Suns team is putting on finishing the season with on a positive note?
Well, they definitely want to finish on a positive note because, quite frankly, they have to play young players. There's no one left. And a lot of these players are playing for next year or for contracts. So you're going to see the Suns, I think, come out with only one attitude under Coach Earl Watson, and that's come out, play hard, and look only at the possibility of getting a win. And that's the way they all want to finish the season, on a winning note.
All right, I definitely want to talk now about tonight's game. You were talking about the strengths of the Sun earlier as they were starting to play much better basketball. They've played about 500 basketball since they've gotten Brandon Knight back from an injury. They have a strong backcourt. One of Boston's strengths is their backcourt defense, except when they play the Toronto. Is that pretty much, in your eyes, going to be the key matchup if there is tonight's game? Or if not that, what do you think of this game really comes down to?
Well, anytime the Suns play Boston, it makes an interesting night. And, of course, we're very familiar with Isaiah Thomas and his explosive offensive capabilities, and I'm sure he'll be a huge factor in this game tonight. But an interesting note is the Suns are going to be honoring the 1976 Suns team that played the Boston Celtics in the finals. And they're going to be honored before the game and at halftime. And, of course, we all remember that triple overtime game in 1976 at Old Boston Garden, the first triple overtime game in the history of the NBA Finals. And that Suns team is going to be honored tonight, so it should be extra special.
And you were on our show a few years ago with Glenn McDonald, and we did a little special on that episode. But last question, I think maybe the easiest question, how do you think this one's going to go down tonight?
Well, I think it'll be a very competitive game. It's a back-to-back situation, which, as we know, is always difficult in the NBA. The Suns last night in Sacramento, but they have to regroup. I think they will. And as I said, anytime the Suns and Celtics get together, thoughts go back to their years of 1976 in the playoffs. So I'm looking for a big game. Obviously, the Celtics playoff bound, they want to be on top of their game. So this should be a fun one for the fans and the broadcasters. We'll hope so.
We hope you get honored tonight, Al. But Al McCoy, legendary broadcaster, radio play-by-play voice for the Phoenix Suns. Thanks so much for stopping by these airwaves once again.
Always a pleasure to visit with you.
Boston's going for the season sweep tonight. First time that would be done for them against the Suns since the 2009 campaign. The Celts won an earlier meeting this season and a blowout win in mid-January. These teams have split the last 10 meetings with 5 wins apiece. Very even matchup. Celtics, though, big favorites tonight. Winners of 71% of game simulations, and that could be even higher, especially if starters Tyson Chandler and Brandon Knight do not give it a go. To the draft pick watch, Brooklyn Nets scored a huge victory Thursday night over the Cleveland Cavaliers. That one stung. They are tied with the Suns for the 3rd worst record in the NBA. Big conundrum with Celtics fans and who to root for tonight. Both teams sit at 20-52, and the Nets are in action tonight at 6 p.m. against the Indiana Pacers at home. Big game as the Nets embark on a roadie following tonight's game. Minnesota Timberwolves, who Boston possesses a second-round pick of, but more importantly, now four games separated from the Nets with that fourth position in the draft lottery. They were winners in double overtime last night in Washington. Wolves are back at home tonight against Utah, who Boston fans are also keeping an eye on. They're in a battle with the Dallas Mavericks. Jazz and Mavs are now effectively tied for the eighth and final playoff spot out west as the Mavs lost last night to the Golden State Warriors. Dallas is in Sacramento tomorrow to programming. Postgame show has taken a little bit of a break. That is going to return Friday, April 1st for that huge matchup in Golden State. So a little break there. Get your Celtics fix for the time being in the top podcasts on the web. Celtics Beat available tomorrow at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Special guest Kevin Pelton of ESPN. And Monday a.m., so in less than 24 hours after that, CLNS Radio comes right back at you with the original Celtics podcast, Celtics Stuff Live. Download the CLNS Radio mobile app now for your iPhone and Android to not miss any of this. And listen wherever and whenever at your convenience. Ticket giveaways, New Orleans Pelicans on April 6th and the Charlotte Hornets on April 11th. Pelicans tickets, like Celtics Beat on Facebook. And to get in the drawing for the Hornets tickets, follow at CLNS underscore LHR on Twitter. So like Celtics Beat on Facebook, facebook.com/Celtics Beat. Follow at CLNS underscore LHR on Twitter. And you are in both contests. Winner for the Pelicans tickets will be announced on next week's episode of Celtics Beat, the number one podcast on the web for 4 years running, dedicated to the NBA's winningest franchise. We will be back in this space on Monday to preview the Celtics game in Los Angeles against the Clippers. Joining us will be Clippers color commentator Michael Smith. I want to thank the great Al McCoy for his time today, and you, as always, for listening. For today's Boston Celtics pregame show with LHR on CLNS Radio, this is LHR signing off.